Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study, 1 John chapter 3, I taught that there are two classes of Christians, carnal Christians and those that walk in the Spirit. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
His will is that we repent, turning to him to take away our sin. He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Now, what's interesting in this passage is the Lord doesn't deny that they had prophesied in his name. He doesn't deny that they even cast out devils. He doesn't even deny they've done many wonderful works. But listen to verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow, that's powerful. You see, they were depending on their works, how good I am, not realizing, oh no, they come short of the glory of God. See, in saved people, there are two classes of people. Two classes of people. Carnal, and then those who walk in the Spirit. A carnal Christian, the one who makes a false profession, has a difference. There's a difference between a carnal Christian and one who makes a false profession. The carnal will be scourged and chastened by God. They'll be miserable. They'll be convicted. Things go badly, and they know it. Some in Corinth slept early, that is, they died early, because they would not stop. The carnal will not be like those in chapter 2, verse 28 here, 1 John. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him that is coming. You see, some Christians are going to be ashamed at his coming. Some of the saved are going to be ashamed at his coming. They're not going to have confidence. But those that walk in the Spirit, they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. They'll know by the word of God that they're going to hear that. They've been faithful to God's house. They've been witnesses. They've been moral. They've been kind. They've grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me just be personal with you. Can you see by the Bible whether or not you are truly saved? Is there evidence that you're saved by the word of God? If not, my friend, if I was you, I would make sure of that today. We must humble ourselves before God. Part of that is, well, swallowing our pride, admitting we're not sure, and then calling upon him to save our soul. Turning from our sin to turn to him, we're calling upon him to take away our sin by his precious blood. That is true repentance towards God. And faith. Faith is something active. Faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it's like the marriage vow. Forsaking all others. turning from all other. And keep thee only unto thee as long as we both shall live. That is faith. That is coming into that personal relationship with the Lord God. And that's what salvation is, my friend. Now, if you're not sure you're saved, why not, even though we're going to continue right now in this study, why not just take this time apart, because it's the most important thing in your life, and decide, were you just wanting to be saved from hell and sin's consequences, or are you really wanting to be cleansed of your sin, to be forgiven, and have the new life of Christ in you, and enter into that personal relationship with Him? If so, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're willing for that, why not right now, right where you are, ask the Lord to save you? Now, as we continue, we see verses 7 and 8. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Now, I remember back in the late 60s and early 70s, the popular thing to talk about, or among people, was the delving into sin and other areas that previously were either taboo or unacceptable behavior in general to law-abiding, respectable society. But it was excused by the home. Now, We so often, when we say that they're going through this, we say they excuse by questioning sin, those things that had been previously taboo and unacceptable. Now they were questioning it, and what they would say, they were having an identity crisis. Now, I had already moved out. I moved out of home in the 60s and got married, so I'd already moved out by that time, and so I couldn't use that when I got in trouble with my parents, because we didn't have identity crisis at that time. Dad would have shown me my birth certificate and then tattooed me in places that shall remain unmentioned. Now, saying identity crisis is as saying tolerant, compromise. In each case, it is rebellion against the revealed Word of God, His holiness, and His righteousness. You see, saying those things just make us feel good about our sin to use those words. Well, we've got grace, we've got liberty, but you've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, as Jude 4 says. So as we look to our text, let's first look at some terminology. Little children can be deceived with terminology from Satan. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now keep in mind 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, where we read this. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. That little children is used figuratively by a teacher to students in that day, as a term of affection, as a parent would have for a child. Have you ever heard the term rugrats? The parent doesn't hate his children. They'd rather say it affectionately. Also, we read in the Bible, the children of Israel, and when we read that, that was mainly referring to adults. But it was a term of an affection of the Lord for Israel. So he says, let no man deceive you, little children. That's actually stated as command by which we are being instructed to ever be on guard against. Now, you read sometimes in the Bible, fastings and watchings. A watch is to guard. Okay, it's like they'd have a night watch where the man would watch the city and guard the gate and looking for anything that might try to break in. Guarding against evil. Many of you have burglar alarms, you have protective dogs, and plus a gun by your bed. And you do that to watch against the enemy that may try to break into your house, a thief. And so that's the idea of watching. You guard against sin. Now, Satan is a deceiver. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us he's the father of lies and deceit. For Jesus said in John 8:44 to the Pharisees, the very religious people, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your fathers, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Did he not tempt Eve in that matter? And he worked at her pride, but he lied about God. Now we see false apostles and deceitful work. And Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And so are his ministers or messengers, although those people themselves don't see themselves as that. They don't realize they are deceived, and so they become ministers of Satan without really realizing it, thinking they are ministers of God. Doesn't seem good. It seems right. Seems religious. Satan and his cohorts do not forsake the assembling of themselves together as Christians forsake the assembling of God's people together. They're more faithful to their thing than you are to yours. So don't believe him, because Satan is trying to deceive you. He was going to make you question the word of God, just like he did in the garden to Eve. Satan will send people to your life who are religious and very likable. You know, I've seen people follow men into the contemporary movement, to other things that it's one time in their life they wouldn't have gone that direction.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.